Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
So were you paying attention in 2006? It was a hard year to ignore if you follow the news, but let's find out, because it's time now for our annual Brian Lehrer Show End of the Year News Quiz. For the next hour, we will test your knowledge of local news, national news, world news, names, dates, meanings. We will have audio quiz questions made especially for this medium, everything except adding fractions to see if you've been paying attention in 2006. And we are humbled to have as our guest quiz master this year, New York Times editorial page editor, Gail Collins, who I will take over Regis Philbin any day. Though maybe not Ryan Seacrest, I don't know. Happy New Year, Gail.
Happy New Year. It's great to be here.
And here's how it works, listeners. If you want something to brag about at your New Year's Eve party, if you call in and correctly answer three consecutive questions, we will bestow upon you the title of Brian Lehrer Show 2006 News Scholar. Now, it's not as prestigious as an honorary doctorate from Columbia, but it's the next best thing. And besides, we're out of T-shirts. So as people finish up and free up the lines, which are currently full, you can get in at 212-433-WNYC. Gail, just one question before we get started, because I'm sure people wonder how the New York Times editorial board makes up its mind. So do you all sit around the table like a council of wise persons, like that picture you have this morning of Bush and Cheney and Rice and Gates confabbing in Crawford? All right, maybe that's a bad
example.
We're
much more pleasant, I can tell you.
Maybe that's a bad example. Or do you more have specialists in certain areas who pronounce on their areas of expertise?
It's a bit of both. We meet, and there's 18 people on the board, so it's quite a chunk of experts. And we go around and talk about the news of the day and what people want to write about. And then if it's something that we've never written about before or it's a moving target, people will chime in. And sometimes there are long, intense arguments, and other times everybody's in happy accord, and then the expert goes and writes it.
I would love to be a fly on the wall at some of those meetings. And I understand that you are leaving as editorial page editor, and you're going to resume your column?
Yeah.
You're going to be columnist,
yes,
Gail Collins,
yes,
again?
Yes. I'm going back to column writing.
Is that exciting?
I am really thrilled. There was the editorial page job was just wonderful, but I always knew that I was going to go back to writing again. So I'm taking a six-month book leave, and then in July
you're
doing
another
back.
Book.
Yeah. It's a sequel to the last one, which was about the history of American women. This one sort of picks it up in 1960 and goes on from there.
Consider yourself invited when the time comes.
Thank you.
So, okay, on to the news quiz. Vito in New Canaan, Connecticut, our first player. Hey, Vito, thanks for calling. Happy New
Year. You're welcome. Yes, Happy New Year.
Gail, what you got?
Okay, Vito, first question, international question. Making small loans garnered a big prize this year from Muhammad Yunus. What did the founder of the Grameen Bank win?
He won the Nobel Peace Prize for Economics for making microloans to small businessmen.
You are a genius. And on to number two, a local question. What company sold a bastion of middle-class housing set in the former Gas House District in Manhattan to the Tishman Spare Company for over $5 billion?
That would be MetLife.
And what was the name of the complex?
Peter Cooper Village in Stuyvesant Town.
You are on a roll here.
In fact, is that a two-part? I think
I
that's
do
three.
The time.
No. This is according.
And
to
I listen to NPR when I'm not reading.
Right now, that's MetLife was the hard one there. I think people would know Peter Cooper Village, Stuyvesant yeah. Town, but wouldn't necessarily remember who the old owner was.
And especially since he's from New Canaan. I mean, that's not...
Well, I spent most of my life in Brooklyn and Manhattan.
Oh, there
you go. Worked
there.
You lived in a rent-stabilized apartment until you had your third kid, and then you moved to New Canaan?
I had my rent-stabilized apartment until I got married.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's got one more question to go. We're really close here.
That's right. But, I just have to say, yeah. there's a progression. People used to say to me, well, you live in Manhattan until you have your first kid, mm-hmm. and then you move to Brooklyn. Until you have your second kid, and then you move to Montclair. So that was the Upper West Side life cycle.
Yeah, see, but I'm from the, one of the 3I life cycles. I grew up in Brooklyn, where Manhattan was the city. Are you going into
yes,
the city?
The city.
I moved into Manhattan, got a BA from Columbia, and then moved to New Canaan because of macroeconomics. My wife's company got bought out, and she was told she could work in Stanford or find another job. Mm-hmm. So we moved.
There you go. An offer you couldn't refuse.
That's right.
So you are one question away now from having something that is worth almost as much as that honorary degree from Columbia.
Uh-huh.
Gail?
I have a good feeling about this question. This is an audio question. What politician did his party no favors when he told this joke late in the campaign?
If you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
Who was that?
That would be John Kerry, Senator John Kerry.
You've got it. You are a winner. We've had a winner here.
These questions are too easy. Congratulations, Vito.
We're gonna
put you on hold, and if you want, you can give your full name to our screener, and then we will put your name among the list of however many winners we have this hour on our blog at WNYC.org later in the day. Okay.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Okay,
thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Playing. All right. It's the 2006 end of year Brian Lehrer Show News Quiz with Gail Collins from The Times, our guest quiz master, and Steve in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Brian.
You ready?
Hi, Gail. How are you?
Hey.
I've had my first child, and I'm still in my rent-stabilized apartment.
There you go.
I made the movie.
I won't ask anything about your marital situation, nothing. Gail, what you got?
This is a culture question, allegedly. What fictional Kazakh journalist took the country by storm this year, and what's his real name?
Well, I know his not real name, but his real name, all I know is the Barat part.
Borat is the latest interpretation of how to pronounce that. I've heard Borat.
Well, this is another one of these
Barat.
Unfair two-part questions in here. Can we give him credit?
That's right. And does he have to get... Now, Borat has... that's his first name, and he has a last name. So I don't know if he needs the last name, which I don't remember, even though I saw the movie.
And since it's not on my cheat sheet here,
okay,
I certainly can't.
So Borat counts. And what was the second part of the question?
What's the character's actor's
right.
real name?
Who's the actor?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know his name.
Sorry, Steve. Thanks a lot for playing. Happy
Bye,
New
Steve.
Year. Okay, we're going to go to Jim in Manhattan. And
Hi.
Jim, you've got that Borat actor's name question on the table. Do you know him?
Yeah, I think his last name is Cohen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's enough, isn't
That's
it?
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
Cohen?
I say it counts. Yeah.
That's it? Stevie Cohen from
Sasha
the Bronx?
Sasha Baron Cohen. That's
of course. Sasha Baron Cohen. Okay, we'll give him the last name.
I think that's only fair.
I think you're too easy. But you did it. So next
Thanks.
Question.
This is a state question, my own favorite category here. Who was reelected in New York by an overwhelming margin but has left office already before his new term begins, and why?
Repeat that again.
I know it's a little. Okay. Who was elected by an overwhelming margin in November, but has already left office before his new term begins?
Oh, well, that has to be the controller.
Right.
Oh, did I get his name?
Yeah.
You got to get it. Come on, we let you get off with Baron Sashkum, one of three of his names.
Controller.
You got to get
Timothy. Yeah. Alan Timothy.
All right.
Well done. Do you know why he left?
Yeah, because he was because he had his wife been driven by a chauffeur for years and years and years and didn't tell anybody about it.
Right. He was a plea deal, actually,
yeah,
to avoid prison term.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, is that two?
Yes, that's two. We're getting there. Culture, another one. Name the three official network evening news anchors and their stations.
Whoa.
Okay.
We're talking Katie, network here?
We're talking the networks.
Okay.
You have Katie Carrot at CBS.
Yeah.
You have, give me a second.
Who's going to be the hard one here. Although Jim may not even get two.
Wait a second. No. Give me a chance.
I'm giving you a chance. I'm vamping so you can think. But I'm running out of patience.
This may give me another chance to talk about the state
ABC
constitution.
ABC is Gibson.
Good work on
that
one.
That's the one I thought was going to be hard.
The last one is NBC, and that has to be Brian Williams.
Well done. Hey, he made it. Jim, it took a while, but Jim, you did it.
Is
good work.
A 2006 WNYC/network news scholar. Jim, thanks a lot for playing.
Brian,
yes?
I'm still trying to get you back on Sirius. Do you know where that's going to happen? Written him a letter.
Thanks. That's really nice of you. We're working on it. There's also this other brand, X something, satellite channel that we're talking to. So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe it'll work out. We hope. Thank you for thinking of it, Jim. All right. We have two winners already. We have two 2006 Brian Lehrer Show Gail Collins News Scholars. And let's see if Julene in Brooklyn can make it three in a row. Hey, Julene. Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Gail, what you got for Julene in Brooklyn?
Julene, what Brooklyn congressman retired this year? He was known among other things.
Now, I could tell from the way you said that, that you didn't pick out a Brooklyn question, especially for her. You were just going in order. And
I'm
it
going
happened to be
smack
there.
In order, number 7 on my list. What Brooklyn congressman retired this year and was known among other things for delivering some speeches on the House floor in rap?
I don't think I'm going to get that one.
It was nice talking to you, though.
Thank you.
However briefly, all right? This is Berkeley, I think, in Manhattan, or is it Manhattan and Berkeley?
It's Berkeley in Manhattan.
Thanks for calling. Did you hear that question about the retiring Brooklyn congressman who was known to rap on the House floor?
Brooklyn congressman that rapped on the House floor.
Yes, and retiring at the end of this year, which I guess is now.
Was it...
I'm surprised this is so hard.
Is a tough one.
Wasn't Brian Williams or Charlie Gibson.
Given how...
Wasn't Mark Foley.
No. Wasn't Elliot Baron Sacha Cohen. Sorry.
I don't have it.
Okay.
Thanks
Bye.
For asking.
All right. We're gonna skip Michelle and T-Neck and give this to Bill in Brooklyn. One last shot. We'll get back to Michelle as the next contestant. Bill, you're from Brooklyn. Do you know him?
Yeah, Bill in Bay Ridge.
That's you.
That's me. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was Major Owen.
Good man. You
yes,
got
sir.
It.
Yes, sir. And how did he achieve that rank?
Thank you for the time span in which to mull that over.
That's right. Wikipedia, here I come.
I've got a follow-up question. Your second question is, name two of the four Democratic candidates who ran to succeed him.
Oh, my goodness.
That's our hardest question yet. You really got to be from Brooklyn
really,
for this.
Really, really tough. Two of the four, right?
Yes, yeah.
That's not my my congressional district or anything.
Can you name the winner?
Major Owen. Can I do something retroactively here? I got one. I think I'm going to go down in flames.
Yeah, I guess so. Bill,
listen,
thanks.
I have an easy button that I was given for Christmas from Staples, so I just want to play.
That was easy.
Okay, there you go. Does the button do that? Is it a talking button?
Yes, that talking button.
Oh, I never saw the talking button. Okay, and they have to pay you for that. They have to pay me for that product placement.
That's true. That's an endorsement.
Except we don't take those on public radio. Okay, Bill, thank you very much. And we're going to continue in a minute with Michelle and T-Neck. And we got three in a row who could not answer the Major Owen sequence. So
we're going to just eliminate the...
Okay. The winner,
do you really
of course,
want to know who?
Was Yvette Clark.
Right. And who else? How many can you get?
Let's see. I could probably get all four. Major Owen's son, Chris Owens, ran and lost. David Yaskey, councilman, ran and lost. He was controversial because he was the white guy running in a, quote, black district. And Carl Andrews.
Good work on Carl Andrews. I thought you'd miss that
one. I spent too much time covering that race.
Well done.
We'll continue with Daily News with the 2006 Brian Lehrer Show End of Year News Quiz and the outgoing New York Times editorial page editor, soon to return as New York Times columnist, Gail Collins, our guest quiz master today, Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and were you paying attention in 2006? It's our annual Brian Lehrer Show End of the Year News Quiz with guest quizmaster Gail Collins, the New York Times editorial page editor, soon to return to her column. And remember, if you get three in a row right, you get bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party as we bestow on you the title of 2006 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar. An honor not as prestigious as an honorary doctorate from Columbia, but slightly more prestigious than one from Iona College. Michael in Teaneck. I said mistakenly Michelle before. It's Michael in Teaneck. Hi, guy. Oh.
Michael's gone away?
No, I think I clicked the wrong button. Michael, we have you now. Hi.
Yes, good morning, and don't worry, I've been called much worse.
And we spared you the Brooklyn also-rans question.
Thank God.
You're going to like this one much better.
Okay.
This is an audio question.
Okay.
Who is speaking in this clip, and why did this remark cost him an election?
My friends, we're going to run this campaign on positive, constructive ideas. And it's important that we motivate and inspire people for something. This fellow here over here with the yellow shirt, Makaka, or whatever his name is, he's with my opponent. He's following us around everywhere.
Okay, that clip is familiar. It's a gentleman down in Virginia, I want to say Gordon, and he was making disparaging remarks about certain ethnic groups.
Well,
sorry,
you're
Gordon.
On the right track, and I will say that you got the first initial right, and I'll give you 10 seconds to correct the name.
Okay, how about Graham?
Now you're just guessing, Michael. You're just guessing. It may work 25% of the time on the SATs, but not here. Thanks for trying.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, thanks. Have a great new year.
Thank you.
Pam in Manhattan. Hey, Pam.
Hello.
So, do you know Mr. Makaka?
Unfortunately, I know who he is. I see his face, and I just...
Aww.
See, this is what happens when you lose an election. You just go away.
Oh. Quickly fading into the dustbin of history.
He was the front runner.
Not only that.
Give me a minute. I'm thinking about it.
All right. I'll vamp for you here a little
first
bit.
First name, same as the president's.
It's too much of a clue. What do you mean, first name, same as the... How about...
Makaka. Oh, no.
George Makaka, somebody. And he was considered a presidential...
Yes, a presidential hopeful.
Yeah.
And front runner.
No. Sorry, Pam.
Sorry, okay. Pam.
Happy
bye-bye.
New Year. AC in Manhattan. Do you know him?
George Allen.
Way, yes, okay. Allen. Well done.
See, I thought Gail was going to say his last name is the same as the famous football coach.
A lot of people, Manhattan, that's not going to do it
no,
for
that's
you.
No, that's
know?
True. That's true. All right. That's one.
Okay, let me move on to a question down here. What internet site transformed video and made 2006 the year of the amateur?
YouTube.
You've got it. Well done.
Thank you.
One more, and you're on your way to immortality here.
Hooray.
When a United Arab Emirates-owned company got initial approval to purchase management contracts to run six U.S. ports, controversy ensued. What was the name of the company, and what was the controversy?
The Dubai Ports World tried to buy the ports in the United States and certainly xenophobes wanted to make sure that they didn't own such a strategic asset.
AC, your line is a loser, but you're a winner. That's three questions in a row, right? So you're a 2006 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold to spare the listeners your cell phone crackle. But if you want, you can give our screener your full name, and we will put you on the list of winners on our blog entry later today at WNYC.org. Gail, whatever happened to Dubai Ports World? That controversy seemed to just go away without being resolved, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was a controversy that was impossible to resolve without resolving, you know, the whole ports issue. And so once you sort of got done making use of it for whatever, you know, political reasons you needed, you just either dropped it or fixed it, and fixing it was way too much trouble.
So it may come back to haunt the Democratic Congress or not.
Could happen.
Speaking of ports, Dave in Port Jefferson is our
next
caller.
Okay, what a transition.
We should have given him the port question. Dubai doesn't run that port, does it, Dave? Dave, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Dubai doesn't run Port Jefferson, right?
No, that would be the Bridgeport Port Jefferson Ferry Company.
That's right. Along with the Long Island Railroad.
Exactly.
We got a good question.
Actually,
for you.
I was surprised. You know, yeah. I was there this summer. I was at Port Jefferson in 2006, and I was surprised to see at the entrance to the ferry some kind of armed guard who looked like he was with federal police of some kind, and the same warning about being subject to backpack inspections as you see when you get on the number one train at 42nd Street. And it felt like, hey, this is a remote place to be worried about Homeland Security, although maybe nowhere is too remote for that. But do they still have that going on out there, Dave?
They do, and they also have a strategically placed sort of a rent-a-police type car that's always stationed there. I don't take the ferry that often, so I haven't seen if they're still having armed guards. But periodically, you do see, and I don't know if it's part of a training program or what have you, but clearly they, you know, regard it as some place that needs to be protected.
That rent-a-car ought to scare away Al-Qaeda, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Gail, what you got for Dave?
Oh, I got a culture question here. 3-6 Mafia was the first hip-hop group to perform at the Oscars this year, and they took home the Oscar for Best Song for It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. Now, in what movie did this song appear?
Mm.
This is a toughie.
Wow. That's a little bit out of my musical range.
See, it's not easy being green. It's a jungle out there.
It's a good song.
Hard out there for a pimp. Mm-hmm. All these songs in the heart of pop culture. All right.
That's going to give me a tough one.
Oh, sorry, Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave. No. Happy
okay.
New Year.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. You too. George on the Upper West Side. Do you know the movie?
Boy, you really stuck me with this. I think it's a Little Miss Sunshine.
Would that it were.
George. George, a past winner.
Yeah.
James in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Last shot at the movie.
Yes, unfortunately, I know it. The least deserving Oscar of all time. Hustle and Flow.
Well done. Good work. Okay.
With a little editorial comment to boot.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. You're entitled. Actually, we could make the, since we ran out of T-shirts,
mm-hmm.
Brian Lehrer Show T-shirts, which were so in demand that we have now run out of them after like 6 years. We could make one free rant on our next open phone segment, the guest for the prize for future quizzes. Anyway, that's one for James.
Well, before we get to the audio, which will be your third, I'm going to jump back here a little bit and ask you an international question. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was the first woman to be elected president of an African nation this year. Can you name the country from which she was elected?
Let me think. I want to say I know the one in South America. Can you vamp a bit, Brian?
Yes. In fact, I was reading an email and I missed the question. So, Gail, why don't you read it for the
we got
benefit
a good
of the host.
For the host and
Liberia,
the audience.
Liberia.
Well done. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Liberia. Great work.
Did you say South America and then you came up with Liberia?
No, I said I remember the one from in South America.
Oh.
There you go.
That was what? A previously elected female head of state? Is that?
Argentina, right?
Evita Perón?
No.
I can't remember.
Bachelorette.
That's okay. We didn't go there. This is another audio question. We have two guests on this show who seem to be getting in this audio a kick from a recent headline in the New York Post. Now, can you tell me after listening to the audio, what was the headline and what group are the guests a part of?
You're in Washington, not New York, but the New York Post cover has Baker and Hamilton dressed up as monkeys with the headline, Surrender Monkeys. Does that just make you laugh?
Alan Simpson and I were at a at another event, and they showed it to us, and I have to tell you, we did have a good laugh.
That's how seriously you take Rupert Murdoch?
Do you know what group?
Okay, aren't they in the Iraq study group?
Absolutely. You are right. Well done.
I remember hearing that show.
Okay, was that a two-part question, Gail?
No. Well, the first part was the question was, what was the headline? But you said it in the audio.
Oh, okay. So yes, seemed... that's right. We said the headline was Surrender, Mike. Okay, for extra credit, can you name the two laughers?
Panetta.
Yes.
And the recently retired Supreme Court Justice. And for some reason, I'm blocking on her name, even though I know her... very well. Blonde Sandra Day O'Connor.
Well Ellen done. Surly. That's fantastic.
Good. He's on the women powerhouses beat here. That's two. We're going to
no,
count that
three.
As two. Oh, is that three?
Yeah.
Did I miss one?
Yeah, Heart Out Here for the Pimp, remember?
Oh, we started with that one. Hey, James, you're a 2006 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar.
My day is complete.
Much deserved.
So, again, hang on if you want your full name to get up on the blog with the other winners. And J.R. in Piscataway. Gataway, you're on WNYC.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, JR.
Hey, thank you. And go Rutgers.
They already went.
Yes, they won.
It's over. Now what do you do? How do you deal with the letdown?
It was a great year, so we're all happy.
What do you do tomorrow?
Put Piscataway on the map.
Now the pressure is going to start to downgrade the English department and fund up the football and become a Division I school. And anyway, all that from Go Rutgers. Gail, what you got for J.R. in Piscataway?
A soccer question.
Get out.
Ooh. Yeah. Who beat France in the World Cup final 5-3 in penalties?
It was Italy, wasn't it?
Yes, well done.
It's the problem with soccer. I love the sport, but nothing happens for 90 minutes, and then they can win on penalty kicks.
Then Zinedine Zidane and all that headbutting and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That was that game, wasn't it? It would be like after 9 innings in baseball, then, you know, it's like whoever can throw the fastest fastball in 5 pitch attempts. Anyway, go ahead, Gail.
I got a state question, but it's not too tough. Governor Pataki, the outgoing governor in New York, is a Republican. When was the last time a Democrat held that office, and what was his name?
You want the name or the
The last
year?
Democratic governor of New York.
Mario Cuomo.
You've got it. Well done. Fantastic.
Right.
Now we've got an audio question. In this exchange with a reporter, who is speaking and what was he referring to?
I'm asking for an explanation about what a dunk in the water could be.
How about a dunk in the water?
How about a dunk in the water? Do you know who that was?
Sounds like Tony Snow.
Right. Do you know what he was referring to when he was talking about the dunk in the water?
No, I don't.
Oh, I don't think I do. But nobody resigned from this game as enthusiastically ever as JR just did. No, I don't. JR, it's been great to have you.
Thank you so much, JR.
And he got 2 out of 3.
Yeah, he did great.
That's really a tough one. By the way, we have a couple of corrections coming in. Or just filling in the unknown fact. The controversy over Dubai Ports World was resolved by Dubai Ports World dropping their bid for the Port of Baltimore.
That's true. Sorry. That part is
listener.
True. I was moving on beyond
and
that.
And beyond that, somebody said Dubai Ports World sold its U.S. holdings to AIG just this month.
And congratulations to them and good wishes in the new year.
And that's why we have the reign of the amateur in the media world, because if you don't know it, there's now the technology for everybody to chime in. And so we all do this together.
I have to tell you that at the Times, this has been happening forever. You put a comma in the wrong place and 2,000 letters come in.
It used to take 4 days, though, for the letters to arrive.
You're right. They're much faster.
Now they come in 4 seconds. Okay. Jack in Manhattan is up next. Jack, you want to hear that Tony Snow clip again?
Sure.
I'm asking for an explanation about what a dunk in the water could be.
How about a dunk in the water?
How about a dunk in the water? What was the dunk in the water referring to?
Did it have something to do with the vice president's unfortunate hunting trip?
Well, you're right about the vice president being involved. But it
wasn't about
the hunting trip.
Okay, sorry, Jack. Charlie in Brooklyn, you're going to get our third shot at this question. We're going to retire it if you don't get it.
Oh, I'm drawing a total blank. I could say I thought he was talking about the pig, but that would be wrong. See, Cheney and Water.
What pig? What am I missing here? I don't know this clip.
I don't know it either. I'm thinking maybe...
What's the pig?
How about a hint, Gail? You've been pretty generous.
Well, let's see. It's Cheney. Actually, you know, I have to say that the audio actually... There, if you listen to it really carefully, the reporter says...
Gives you a clue, really?
Gives
okay,
the word.
All right. One more time.
I'm asking for an explanation about what well, dunk in the water could be.
How about a dunk in the water?
I couldn't hear what he said. I'm looking for an explanation about...
Something in the water could be.
And it's not a sport, although it sounds like it.
It's not a sport. And Charlie, I know from his previous calls, usually follows... Every comma that comes out of the White House press secretary's mouth.
I guess I
missed that one. Okay, Charlie. Sorry.
Thank you, Charlie. Happy
Bye.
New Year.
You too.
And the answer, Gail, is?
Waterboarding.
Waterboarding.
It was the Guantanamo, the question about using dunking prisoners underwater to make them think they're drowning in order to try and get information out of them, which is called waterboarding.
And what was the question? Whether waterboarding would be covered by the... anti-torture bill, or do
well,
you
the
know?
Well, the vice president made some fairly dismissive comments about whether it would be, you know, it takes a no-brainer to think that you would
I remember that. What that was. Right. Cheney had gone on television and dismissed, in dismissive tones, the idea of, if you dunk somebody in the water, well, that's not torture, right?
Right.
Looking past the nature of waterboarding and the fact that they make the person think they're drowning and that kind of thing. Okay. Well,
so much for that question.
So much
Tony
for that
Snow,
question.
Go away.
Emily in Westchester, had you known it?
Excuse me?
If you had gotten that question, would you have known the answer?
I knew it was about torture. I don't know if I would have remembered the word waterboarding, but...
We would have gotten it to you. You would have gotten there. I can tell.
I couldn't hear either because I'm listening on my phone, which was on speaker until you picked up. So
Old technology lives. So you're lucky because you get a whole new question.
I'm glad I didn't have to try to answer that one about the music. That would have totally... And we are big film buffs since the Jacob Burns Film Center opened up 5 years ago.
There you go.
But
this is another audio question, if we can move on to it.
Wait a minute. Were you plugging your local film center?
Well, it doesn't need to be plugged. It's so great.
Was that in Nyack?
No, it's in Pleasantville.
Pleasantville, okay.
Check it out. I mean, you'll take the train up to see movies. It's really great.
Is it a 12-plex, a 14-plex,
no,
a Googleplex?
No, it's the not 12-plex. It's the Jacob Burns Film Center. It's an educational not-for-profit.
Oh, you've got an art house in Pleasantville.
It's not just an art house. It's more than an art house. Check it out. They have speakers. We get retrospectives. We saw the good show. They show films before they're released in New York City.
Mm.
And it's one of the best things that's
test
ever
marketing,
happened in Westchester.
As if Pleasantville was a bellwether for something.
Well,
Gail, ask
for
Emily a question.
It is. We've got another audio here.
Okay.
A national question. Now, who is speaking and what is he describing?
Let's hear it.
The image of him falling is something I'll never be able to get out of my mind. I fired, and there's Harry falling, and it was, I'd have to say, one of the worst days of my life at that moment.
Recognize that man?
Well, it sounds like Rudy Giuliani.
Ooh.
No?
Doesn't sound that much like Rudy Giuliani.
The image of him falling.
I don't think Rudy Giuliani's ever admitted to having the worst day of his life.
And I thought after all those hard questions that
we've
gotten recently,
maybe that
this was going to be the easy one.
She spent too much time at the movies lately.
That's the problem. Not enough time reading the New York Times and listening to the BBC. Emily, we're going to play it one more time.
Okay.
The image of him falling is something I'll never be able to get out of my mind. I fired, and there's Harry falling. And it was, I'd have to say, one of the worst days of my life at that moment.
I'm sorry. I'm probably, when you tell me, when I hear what it is, I'll probably go, oh,
you
yeah.
definitely are going
definitely.
To do that. Emily, thanks a lot for trying.
Goodbye, Emily.
Thank
Happy
you,
New Year.
Great show.
Thank you. And We're going to give people 60 seconds to mull that one. Everybody but Emily knows this one, I think. In fact, I thought this was so long ago that it must have been 2005, but I guess I'm wrong. And we'll take our next contestant for that one in a minute, Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our 2006 end of year news quiz. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Were you paying attention in 2006? It's our annual Brian Lehrer Show end of year news quiz with guest quizmaster Gail Collins, exiting New York Times editorial page editor, writing a book, then going back to her column next summer. She informed us, revealed. I guess you had previously revealed it, but now you revealed it in an audio bite.
My first radio revelation.
More entertaining is Gail than Bob Barker. But then you contestants are more honest than Charles Van Doren. And remember, if you get three in a row right, you get bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party as we bestow upon you the title of 2006 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar, an honor not as prestigious as an honorary doctorate from Columbia, but better on your resume than an actual BA from New Paltz. Now, Lori in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Do you know that clip?
I didn't distinguish the voice. Does it have something to do with the late President Ford?
It does not, I'm sorry to say.
Happy New Year anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Arjun in Manhattan, you're going to get our last crack at this one.
Yeah, I think I know that one. Dick Cheney?
Yes.
Yeah. And what did he do?
He accidentally shot one of his old friends in the face.
Man, I thought that was going to be the easiest question of the hour.
Yeah.
And, in fact, a caller had just referred to it in trying to answer the Cheney waterboarding question. But anyway, you got that one right.
Okay.
Gail, what else you got for me?
Well, this is yet another. This may be our last Dick Cheney question of the quiz. Dick Cheney is about to become a grandfather. And we want to know, why is that news?
Oh, because his lesbian daughter is going to be adopting a child.
I think she's pregnant, isn't she?
I
think she is pregnant.
Yes, right. but I think this.
But in any case, he will become a grandfather.
Right.
All right.
I think that counts.
Because
right.
His lesbian daughter is going to
have a child.
Yes. In the house in some way.
Okay.
All right, that's two.
That counts. And we got another audio coming for you right now. President Bush was left a little hot under the collar after this MC's so-called tribute. Now, we want to know who is speaking and if you know the event.
Okay.
I stand by this man because he stands for things. Not only for things, he stands on things. Things like aircraft carriers and rubble and recently flooded city squares. And that sends a strong message that no matter what happens to America, she will always rebound with the most powerfully staged photo ops in the world.
Do you know who that is?
I believe it's Stephen Colbert.
You're
right.
Now, here's the hard part.
Yeah.
What was the event?
It was, I think it was an annual dinner for the National Press Club.
That's very close.
That's so close we have to give it to her.
I think so, too. Yeah, it was the White House Correspondents Association.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
So even they don't know the difference.
Okay, thanks a lot.
That's three, isn't it?
Is that three?
Is that two Cheneys?
Yes, he got two Cheneys.
Two Cheneys and a Colbert.
And a Colbert.
Which is, you know, a strange hand no matter how you play it. Arjun, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year. We're going to put you on hold if you want your name to be listed on our blog later. By the way, before I forget, I should just remind the listeners that we will be here live on New Year's morning for coverage of Eliot Spitzer's inaugural address. I will be anchoring, and we will start with some talk about the Pataki legacy, and then we will go on to talk about Eliot Spitzer and carry the actual inaugural address and see just how much of a change he makes from Pataki. We also have some great audio bites to play that morning. We're going to play, and it's fascinating as I've been going over these, to hear the progression of New York State in the last generation, really. We're going to play from Nelson Rockefeller's inaugural address. We're going to play from Mario Cuomo's inaugural address. And we're going to play from George Pataki's inaugural address, all on the way to setting up Spitzer on Monday morning, New Year's morning. So remember that we will be here live for that. Matthew in Forest Hills. Hello, Matthew. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Are you ready, Matthew?
Shoot.
Oprah was dismayed this year to find that she'd recommended a memoir that turned out to be heavily fictionalized, and that the author and publisher and the author and publisher were called to task live on her show. Do you remember the name of the book and the author?
Oh boy. Give me a second.
How can this man be required to remember the name of something that was made up?
Yeah. I thought we're supposed to purge those things from our memory. Only remember the good things. Poof. Starting now.
Yeah, I think the title of the book was A Million Pieces.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Was that correct?
Was the title of the book one of the questions?
Yes. It was A Million Little Pieces, but I think A Million Pieces is close enough.
Oh, I have Jonathan Frazen's name in my head, but I know that's not right.
You're defaming Jonathan Frazen, who, as far as we know, has never made up things that he tried to pass off. I was saying that he tried to pass off as nonfiction.
It's true. I know. Well, you can.
Franzen, anyway.
No help. So I will yield and let the next guy.
Okay, Matthew.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for trying. David in Wilton, you're on WNYC. Do you know the author?
Happy New Year, Brian and Gail. And I've heard reference to the book, but I can't recall the author's name.
Well, okay. Happy New Year to you, too.
I'm sorry. And we're going to try Ed in Brooklyn, who's going to get our last shot at knowing that name. Ed?
Hello?
Hi, Ed. Do you know the name?
This is Dan in Brooklyn.
I'm sorry, Dan.
It's all right. Is it James Fry?
Yes, absolutely. Well done.
All right, that's one.
Okay, we're
going one easy piece.
We're moving on to another book question. This one a little bit easier, actually. Nan Talese published that book, A Million Little Pieces.
Wait, did I hear you sigh or no? Like, I don't read.
A little bit. I wish I knew how to read. Oh, well.
I'm going to take you really to a place that you can feel good
watch
at.
Watch CNN
here.
A lot. I don't read.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Now, what other publisher?
What century is this?
Don't be mean. Gosh. What other publisher in this year, with her own imprint, was fired over a controversial book? This was one that claimed to be fiction, but many suspected was fact. Who got fired over a book recently?
Ooh, I thought that's a lot
easier. The publisher who worked for News Corp, the O.J. Simpson book.
He has the context completely.
Context is generally more important than the fact.
Can I go with context?
I think we may be able to. I am inclined in this case to go with context, even if he can't pull out the name.
she was fired for anti-Semitic remarks she made.
He knows so much about
in
this.
In a telephone
woman.
Call. Judith Regan?
Yes.
There you go.
Well done. Right. Okay. And the name of the book was If I Did It.
There are many paths to a name.
Yes.
And he took them all.
He's got it.
But finally, right. That's two.
We're moving to sports.
Okay.
Andre Agassi finally retired from professional tennis. At which tennis tournament did he do this?
It's, I want to say the obvious, because it's here. I just want to make sure. The U.S. Open?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well done.
Very good. A good. Yes. How did you make sure?
Well, I'm just thinking, I mean, he won Wimbledon also, but he wouldn't have retired. You know, he's an American. He wouldn't have retired in England. And I think maybe he won the French, but he's going to retire in France. And he won the Aussie.
Okay. You passed our Google cheating test.
No Googling. I love sports.
That was well done.
Thank you. Really good.
Okay, Ed, you are a 2006 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar, so hang on. And if you want, we will add your name to our blog list of winners that will be posted at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show later in the day. Elliot in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Happy New Year, Elliot.
Happy New Year. And Brian and Gail, may I say, welcome to America and welcome to the real world of New York.
Thank you, George Allen.
I think that should become the greeting of 2006. Every American citizen, we should just greet them that way. Because they're American, so that's how we should greet them.
That's it.
And we are the real world.
That's right. Well, you're not in the real world. So you're down in Washington. I don't know where you are.
She's in New York. That's even worse.
Let me ask you a question about the arrives from New York. A new Secretary General of the United Nations was elected this year to succeed Kofi Annan. And in the generosity of the day, the question not is not what is the name of the new Secretary General, but what country does he come from?
Mm. A little easier, actually.
Yes, I thought.
A little easier, but not easy. And give me 30 seconds to
vamp a little bit there.
Think this through.
All right, I can vamp. Gail, how much is 1/3 plus 1/4?
Controversial country.
You promised.
I'm gonna guess Egypt, but it's probably wrong.
You're right that it's wrong.
Okay, Elliot.
But Happy New Year.
Thanks
Elliot.
For Thank trying, you. Carlos and Weehawken. Do you know the country?
I know his name is Ban Ki-moon. Are we talking South
yes.
Korea?
Yes,
yes, we
well
are.
Well done. He threw in the name for extra credit there. That's great. Thank you.
But that's
you.
Still only one.
That's still only one. This next one, it seems easy to me, but I wonder. It's a New Jersey question, the only one in our quiz. Longtime Newark Mayor Sharp James decided not to run for office again. Who succeeded him as mayor of Newark?
That would be Cory Booker.
Well done. Yes.
Who I heard on Brian's show, actually, a few times.
Yes.
And we have a series of questions here about people who, in addition to Gerald Ford and James Brown, we said goodbye to in 2006. I want to know if you can identify them. The first one is the spouse of a civil rights icon.
Coretta Scott King.
He's got three.
That's three.
Well done.
Carlos, you get added to the list.
Thank you very much.
Of 2006.
Congratulations.
Brian Lehrer Show News Scholars. You are going to have some bragging rights at your New Year's Eve party.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, too. And we're going to put you on hold if you want your name to be posted on a blog later on. Joe on Staten Island. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Brian. How you doing? Hey, Gail.
Good. How you doing?
So we're going, we're continuing on a list of names of people who passed this year.
Okay. Yes.
I just want to say that I am already a scholar because I've answered many of them correctly, and I know I'm going to choke now, so let's get it over with.
They always say that. I got it when I was playing at home.
Let me ask this one. A playwright known for chronicling the trials and triumphs of some uncommon women who died this year. Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright.
For chronicling the trials and triumphs of some
uncommon women.
Can you give me the name of a play?
The Heidi Chronicles.
Wendy Wasserstein?
Yes.
That
yes,
was a
yes.
big hit, Gail. That was, but worth it. Okay, so Wendy Wasserstein.
Next one. The Negro League legend who was denied entry into the Hall of Fame.
I know this one. We did a tribute on the show.
I even remember that. I can't remember the name.
With Ken Burns, who used him so prominently in his PBS baseball documentary.
Yeah, I can see him sitting there.
I'm vamping for you here, Joe.
I know you are.
And Joe's telling you he hasn't
he's
got it.
He's not going to get it.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, well.
Thank you,
okay,
Joe. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye-bye. Josh in West... Oh, before we go to Josh in Westchester, here's an email from Westchester. We'll give them their props here that says, you were right on track when you asked whether the previous contestant was talking about an art film house in Nyack. Nyack does have a nonprofit art house called the Rivertown Film Society, operating out of the former Helen Hayes Theater. So stop by if you are in the area. So just wanted to give Westchester Art Houses their props. Josh in Westchester, who
Hi.
Have you ever been to the Rivertown Film Society?
No, but coincidentally enough, I am also a member of the Jacob Burns Film Center in Pleasantville.
Uh-huh.
And to tie into this whole news quiz, I saw Hustle and Flow at that film center. With the director spoke after we saw the movie. So there
now,
you go.
Now, have you ever been to the Baseball Hall of Fame? The other.
Oh boy! Now, can you repeat that question again?
And some of the listeners were so out of it they thought we were talking about Flo and Eddie, which is something else entirely. Josh,
the Negro League legend who was denied entry into the Hall of Fame.
You know, me too. I answered them all correctly at home, but this one. You know, I'm drawing a blank.
They all say that. Josh, I'm sorry.
Happy
John
New Year,
in Manhattan,
Josh.
You get the last crack at the Negro League and then Major League coach denied entry into the Major League Hall of Fame.
I don't follow sports, so you got me on that one.
Sorry.
Sorry,
okay,
Happy
John.
New Year.
The answer is Buck O'Neill.
Well done. Well done.
That much I know. Let's see. I think we're going to be able to squeeze in one or two or three more people here real quick. Valerie in Piscataway. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Happy New Year. Gail, go right for a question here.
We're talking about people who passed away this year.
Okay.
Can you think of the name of an Australian wild animal enthusiast who died suddenly in 2006?
Oh,
violently.
The shark, the stingray guy.
The stingray guy.
Gosh, what is his name?
You don't want to go out into history as being known as the stingray.
The stingray guy, although he will.
Steve.
Yeah.
Irwin.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
really
done.
Good.
Very good.
One piece at a time. Isn't it funny
well
how
done.
The brain works?
There you go. That's great.
Animal guy, shark guy, stingray guy, Steve somebody.
And there it is.
Harry Whittington. No. Next one.
Next
quick.
One. A 60-minute correspondent and jazz aficionado who died this year.
Oh, Ed Bradley.
Well done. Okay. And the third one, which possible 2008 presidential candidate shares a name with a deposed Eastern dictator?
He what?
A presidential candidate, we think, maybe, in 2008.
Okay.
And his name, one of his names, is the same as that of a deposed Middle Eastern dictator.
Boy, that is a good obscure question to end this question. Quiz on. Obscure Middle Eastern. Dictator.
Yeah.
Dictator.
And obscure.
Deposed.
Obama?
Not obscure. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Barack
oh. How about that?
Hussein Obama.
Oh,
yes.
His middle name is
yes.
Hussein.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Almost dead. Deposed Middle East dictator.
And you got three.
Valerie, you're our last
Valerie, you win.
2006 New Scholar.
Wow!
Congratulations.
Happy New Year. And Gail Collins, outgoing editorial page editor, soon to return as columnist to the New York Times. This has been so much fun. You did a
it's
great
been great
job
being
as
here. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you and to everyone. And don't forget, I will be here New Year's Day, anchoring our live coverage of Eliot Spitzer's inaugural address. Have a great weekend. I'm Brian Baer. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org, and thanks.